We're on Tzarek Cheshon and Aleph towards the top. Omar Rava. Hoda Omar Rabbanan, Ein Avla Mitzri. Rava said that which Rabbanan said, that there's no yichus between a Goyish father and his Jewish son or daughter. Right? Lo Teimu Mishum Dishtufe Bezima. Don't say the reason is because we're not sure that's really the father. Since they're promiscuous, so maybe this is the father, maybe the mother lived with somebody else. The lo yediyah, and because we don't know that this is the father for sure, so we assume it's not. Aval yediyah chashinan. But if we know for sure this is the father, the mother was in jail, and with the husband, nobody else could get to her. So we know for sure this from this father. Then what's it called? Then he would be miyuchas after the father? No. Even if we know for sure this is the father, the Torah said that the relationship between a goy and his progeny who becomes Jewish is no, what's it called, there's no relationship. Why? If you have two brothers that are twins, so we know for sure they came from the same father. Right? How the twins come, it was one sperm that split into two, and what's it called, and mama's the same father. You can't have twins from two different fathers. Uktani Seifa, lo choltzin, lo miyadmin. And the Seifa says, even where they are related through the mother, right, what's the Seifa? The Seifa of our Mishnah is that the mother didn't convert together with the children, but she converted, and the father... She conceived from the Goyish father when she was still a Goy. Then she converted and she gave birth to these children when she was a Jew. So she gave birth to twins who were related to her, since they were born to her when she was Jewish. So they are maternal brothers from the mother. Still, they're not considered brothers from the father, because the father has no connection to them. It's not because a Gershon is Guy or Kekotin Shinola dummy, because they're not really Gerin, they're full-fledged Jews, but because they have no relation to the father. The father, what's it called, the Goyish father, the relationship to the children it doesn't exist halachically. Shmamino afkure afkir rachmon luzari. So we see from this the Seifa's case where the mother gave birth to them when she was Jewish, but conceived then when she was a goy from the goyish father, that they are only related through the mother, and therefore there's no yibum mechalitza because they're not brothers from the father. So you see that the father has no connection to them. So dichsiv, where do we learn this out from, that the yichus is bottled between a goyish father and a Jewish child? Dichsiv boser chamorim besoram. The zirma susim zirmasam, right? Their zera is like the zirma susim, just like there's no yichus between a male animal and its offspring, so too by the goy. Even though a goy who what's it called didn't convert, right? He is miyuchas to his father. Mara brought raya before what's it called from psukim, that Goyim have, what's it called? What was it over there? Nachdimam ben Tarvimram. I don't remember exactly what the who it was, but it was from a pasuk that you see that Goyim are miyuchas after their father. But that's only when they're Goyim. But a Jewish child who was conceived by a Goy, the Gabi Halacha, his father is not considered his father.
And if he Megayer's afterwards?
What?
If he
yeah, even if he's Megayer afterwards, not.
Why not put this pasuk Pesach Abevin for Goyim also, in general?
Because we have other psukim that tell me not like that, but Gavi the Goy himself. So the pasuk is Lech Lechora. Okay, let's see Rashi. So that's what Rava said. Hada Omer Rabbanan, Rashi. Ein Avla Mitzri, Vafilo Hecha Deleka Lememer Kikotin Shinola Domi. Even in the case where we can't say that the kid is Kikotin Shinola, because he wasn't Megayer. He was born from a Jewish mother who conceived from a goy. Okay? Kikon Haraso Shalom Bikdusha, Vaydaso Bikdusha. Where the woman conceived when she was a goya, or even if she was Jewish and she had relations with a goy, the goyish father is not, and the kid never converted. He doesn't have a relation to the father. These brothers are maternal brothers. They're not gerim. Shar Yisrael Gomer, the ain lo shir minav. Still, they're not related to the father because there's no yivum mechalitza. Lo teimam yishum deshtufei zimahu velo yadin and aviv manu. Don't say the reason is because by goyim we can never be sure who the father is because they're promiscuous. Aval hechad yadia kagon hayu avimo chavushim veisra asurin velo nivul ala acher chashina. But if we know for sure this is the father, like the case I said, they're both in jail, and nobody else can get to them, and they had this kid, she had the kid in jail. They were in jail 10-20 years, right? And she had this kid, so nobody's gotten to this woman except this man. So we know for sure it's the father. Still, it's not considered the father. The Enolid Bikdusha, the Lekala Memer Kakotin Shinolid, Lahavi Le Nomi She'er Ad, to Avadi Avuahu. Don't say that if we know for sure it's the father, and the kid wasn't a convert, but he was born, the mother converted, and the kid was born, Jewish, that he has a relation to the father too. Don't say that. Because even by twins, we say this. The Mishnah says that there's no yibum, no chalitza, meaning they're not related through the father. When we say for you all the time, from the sefer, that's what we see, that there's no relation to the father. The ime reisha, from the reisha, where they converted together with the mother, could be a different reason why there's no relation to the father. Because Gershon is Geyer, Kakot, and Shinola. And they have no relation to the mother either. But the sefer tells me they have a relationship to the mother. Still, they have no relation to the father. The ime reisha, lo motzele melech, tafilu sher ha'emeng, in the reisha, where they converted together with the mother. They were born Goyim, and converted. There, they are not even related to the mother. The time alav mishum de zirma susim hu ela mishum de katan shenolad zomi. Zirma zera shehu yorek echeit ke zerem mayim hamakaleah bekoach. Why is it called zerem? Zirmas? Because the sperm comes out with a flow, of a fast flow, like a flow of water. Okay. Toshma. Dom Rabbi Yossi. Another, when I was still trying to bring a riot to what Rava said, that the Jew has no relation to his father, and there's no Yibum and Chalitza, and therefore brothers who converted can marry each other's wives. Because if they converted, then they have no relation, not to the mother, not to the father. So therefore, they can marry each other's wives. Toshma, the Omra Biosi, Maisa ben Niftiim Hager, right? The Maisa with Niftiim, that was his name, the Ger, Shenosa Eishas Achim Me'imo. He married his brother, the two brothers converted, and one of them died, and one of them married the other one's wife after death, not nothing to do with Yibum. Okay. Ubo Maisa Lefnei Chachomim, Va'omru Ein Ishus Lager. Maisha came to the Chachamim, they said, there's no issues, a ger can't make a marriage, and therefore the first brother was never married to this woman, so this is not the second brother, Niftiim, could marry his brother's wife. Mara says that a ger, what are you talking about? A ger is a full-fledged Jew. If he marries a woman, she's married. So, Chorit's talking where the brother married her after he was a ger, it was his full-fledged wife, and therefore it's his brother's wife, if it's his brother. The only reason he's allowed to marry her is because it wasn't his brother. Because since they both converted, they could cut and shenola dummy. Ela ema ein iser eishes ach leger. Right? No, don't say that there's no kedushin to a ger. There is, but there's no iser of eishes achiv. Doesn't create a iser because they're not brothers. My love, the nosva ach ishu ger. Isn't it talking where they both converted, and the brother married her when he was Jewish, and still they're no brothers, they're not brothers. Mercer's law, if he married her when he was a Jew, they taka do have a din of brothers. We don't say tikkot and shenolad or whatever, we say that what's it called, that they still have a din of brothers, right? But he married her when he was a goy, the first brother, and he never lived with her when he became Jewish, so she was his goyish wife to a goy, So there really was never his brother's wife, because we got to be a Jew. That's not marriage, right? So Shuovikochav Ma'ala Meimer. So what's the Havamina? Of course, this woman was never married to his brother when he was Jewish. He was married to her when he was a goy, right? Ma'al the same. Ligzok Shuovikochav Matuk Shuger. And I think that if Taka, they would be considered brothers after they convert, and then the wives would be usher to each other. That even if he married this woman when he was a goy, we should asher him to the brother for fear that people will say, hey, he married his brother's wife, and they won't realize that she was only his wife when he was a goy. So for fear that people will then permit a ger's brother's wife who was already Jewish to marry the other one, we asher even when he was only married to her to a goy. That's the Havamina. The truth is not like that, but there's no riot from here. Because maybe it's talking where he married her when he was a goy. Kamash Malan, that we don't make such a gzera. But there's no raya from here that if he married her when he was Jewish, that she's not usher to the other brother. Rashi.
Mirabon.
There's a gzera. The nosva achiv hames kishihu ger to have a kedusha of kedusha. The shari lo achiv dein lo ach, but the kikot and shenola domi. You see that we say ger shen iskayer kikot and shenola. And he has no relation, not from his mother, not from his father. He's a newborn person, and therefore this is brother, it's not his brother. Both brothers converted, both of them are considered newly born. Mara says, no, maybe it's no raya. Maybe the only time it's really mutter min haTorah is if the brother married her when he was a goy. And he didn't live with her after he was Megayah. So he never was really married to her, because he was a goy when he married her. And therefore she's mutter to the other brother, because his brother was never married to her. When he was Jewish, he never was married to her. And what's the Havamina? That we'd make a gzera if normally two brothers converted, they're usher to their wives, then we'll usher even where the wife was married to the one when he was a goy, for fear that people will think that you're allowed to marry when they're Jewish too. But the real truth is that you are allowed to marry when you're Jewish. But that there's no raya from this case. Okay, Toshma, the Omer ben Yashin. Ben Yashin said, "Kisholachti lekroche ayam, I went to the islands. Motzasi ger echot shenosa eishes tochid meimo. I found met a ger, whose brother converted also with him. Two brothers who converted, and one of them married the other one's wife after the other one died. Omarti lo bini." Mihir Shecha, who permitted you to marry your brother's wife? Who says that Gershon is guy if you caught in Shinola? Maybe, what's it called? You still have a relationship through your mother. Right? You have a common mother, and what's it called? And you both converted. Maybe you're also to marry each other's wives. Omar Lee, Hari Isha Vishiva Boneho, right? There, you can see, there's a case of a woman who has seven children, and they all converted together. Right, the woman and her seven children, and they ended up marrying their brother's wives. And al sal soze Yoshev Rabbi Akiva v'omer shnei dvorim. And on this seat, Rabbi Akiva sat, and he said two things: ger no se eishes tochid miimo, that a ger is allowed to marry the wife of his brother from his mother, who also converted or didn't convert or whatever. In other words, even though they have a common mother. But if they converted after birth, they're what's it called? They're not considered related anymore to any of their relations from before, and therefore they're not brothers. But Omar, and he said it about that case of the Gioris with the seven children that converted. He was mater them to marry each other's wives. But Omar, and he also said by Yidvar Hashem al Yonah Sheinis Leimor Sheinis Dibri Mo Shchina Shlishis Lo Dibri Mo. The Rosh only spoke twice to Yonah, not three times. Go Dibri Mo Shchina Tani Mihas Ger Nosi Eishes Achim Meimo. You see clearly, Rabbi Akiva held that a ger is allowed to marry his fellow ger, brother ger's wife after he dies, because they're not related anymore to the mother. They're not brothers anymore after they convert. My love, the Nosva Achiv Shuger, right? Isn't it talking in the case where the brother married her when he was Jewish, after he converted? So she was his wife. Still, it's not his brother. Lo, the Nosva Shuger is talking where he married her when he was a goy. Same case you said before. So Myla Memra, so what's the Havamina then? Why should we think that she's Aser? It's not, he never was married to her because he's a Goy. And she was a Goy. Mao the same, and Nigzok Shuovikochov Matuk Shuger. Kamashvaman, same thing. Might think that really two brothers that converted are not allowed to marry each other's wives. Because they're not considered Kikot and Shinola, they come from the same mother, they're brothers. Even though their mother was a Goya, right, they're considered brothers, even though they converted. And therefore they can't marry each other's wives. But Midrabanan, they can't even marry each other's wives if they were married to those wives when they were Goya. For fear that people will think that they can marry them when they can marry each other's wives that were married to them when they were Jewish. Kamash Malon. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? There's no raya from here. Maybe Rabbi Akiva was only moderate in such a case where the wives were married to them, to the brother, when they were goyim. Rashi, Hari Isha. Gioris, the Shiva Bameha, Shehitir Lahen Rabbi Akiva, Lisa Isha, Seisha Sotin, Umehem Lamadati. I learned this from what's it called? I married my brother's wife because I learned from what Rabbi Akiva was Mata, this woman with her seven children, that they could marry each other's wives. Gemara says, Umimehemen, Bechlau, how is he believed to give this Avis? Vahomer, the Ger. Omar Abba Abba, Omar Avuna, Omar Rav, called Talmud Chacham Shemora Halacha Uba Im Kodim Ma'isa Amra Shomim Lo. Talmud Chacham gives a horah. If it's not nogea to him, then he's believed. But the Im Lav, but he only says the Halacha when it's nogea to him. We don't believe him either because we afraid he's lying, or because since he wants to do this, he wasn't medayik and he didn't get it 100% right. He's not lying. He thinks that's what he heard, but he didn't hear it right because the Maisa makes him see things distorted. As Mara says, that what's it called? Mara asked that kasha by Boaz, and the Mara says that he paskened it before it was nogea to him when the other one was still the one to be goel. The imlav ain't shomim lo. Mara says he boy say mamoru bohaya enochanami. He said this before. He didn't say it now when it was nogea to him. He had said it years ago, and now he said it again when it was nogea to him. But he had already brought this shmua in the name of Rabbi Akiva at some time when it wasn't nogea to him. The Iboy Seima Mishum de Ka'omar, Hare Isha, the Shiva Baneha, since he brought a raya that here's a woman with seven that Rabbi Akiva was mater, and that something that you can't say he's lying about, it's there, it's a fact. Or that what's it called, that since he was medayik with this, he's Mesam medayik with the other one. The boy Sema Shani Hocha to Kamar Maisachrina Bahador. Since he said another thing, and we believe him for that, we believe him for this too. Since we believe him that what he said about Yonah, so we accept the whole Horah. Okay, Rashi. Im Kodem Shabo Maisel Yodo Hayorogul Shanosla Tamida Shomimlo. If before this Maisel became relevant to him, he had paskin the same thing. He brought up this psak, then we believe him. The imlav hoil the dover chiddushu shema b'shvil ma'isa shabol the other one. Maybe he's saying it because of what's it called? What happened to him? In other words, either he's lying or he thinks he heard that because he wants to have heard it. Hari isha v'shiva boneho raya shall call them l'chein hevi. He brought this raya before about the woman with the seven children, the gioris, and the mele. What's it called? We believe him. Since we believe him for the second Hora, we believe him for the first one too. It's all said together. Okay, now Omar Mar. The Rosh only spoke to Yonah twice, not three times. Since he originally tried to run away from the Nevuah, the Rabban Shem punished him and didn't give him any more Nevuahs. Two Nevuahs he had. Gabi Ninveh. Ivo Hoksiva, Hush Heshiv, Eskvul Yisrael, Milavo Hamas, Adyoma Arava, Kidvar Hashem, Shadibra, Biyaravdo, Yonah Ben Amite, Anovi. Right, it says that the Ravam Ben Yoash brought back cities that were conquered by Aram. He repatriated them to Chal Yisrael. And it was said in the name of Yonah ben Amitai Hanavi. So you see that he spoke to him three times, twice about Ninveh and a third time about this. He didn't speak to him more than twice about Nineveh. Tulsa says that he just spoke to him a third time. He spoke two times at Nineveh, told him to go, and he ran away, and then he told him to go again. That's two times. And then afterwards, after he saved Nineveh, Yonah was all upset, and the Rabbanan spoke to him about the Kikoyim. So Tulsa says that's not called about Nineveh. That had to do with Nineveh. That had to do with his own personal problems. So he spoke to him about his own personal problems. He didn't speak to him about Nineveh again.
Why should he?
No, because later on, Nineveh went back and did bad, and Nahum, the Navi Nahum, came and said Nevuah is against Nineveh. So the Chorah, the Rabbanan should have sent Yonah again. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Omer Hochi Komer Kidvar Hashem Asher Diber Biad Avdo Hanovi Kishem Shenepach Leninve Miro Letova Kach Vimei Yerovim Ben Yoash Nepach Lem Liso Miro Letova. Now it doesn't mean that the Rabbanu Shalom gave this nevuah about Yerovim Ben Yoash in the hands of Yonah, but just like Yonah gave a nevuah where Goyim changed from bad to good and they were accepted, so too by Yerovim Ben Yoash in his time the Yidden, the Xeris against them turned from bad to good. Same thing. But not that the Rabbanu Shalom spoke to Yonah about this, but just like the Rabbanu Shalom spoke to Yonah about a similar kind of case, that's what happened over here also. Hu heishiv Yerovim ben Yoash al iske Nineveh komer delo gibra ima al iske Nineveh l'shtei pamim.